Oh, Spitwads, we have a terrible episode for you today because we've got Highway to Spell, and that's just not my spelling is difficult. I don't remember who won on this one, but I'm going to assume it wasn't me. Thankfully, we've got plenty of other great content in there, like making fun of yo-yo people and a Spitballers casting call. Enjoy.
What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Ring-a-ding-ding, there's a yo-yo on a string, ba-dingy!
There's a yo-yo. Like, where, was that an exclamation? Or of like, you can't believe that there's a yo-yo on a string? Or you were just... A statement.
Just a statement, just Mike.
Do you remember?
What rhymes with ring-a-ding-ding?
No.
String. What goes on a string? Yo-yo.
No.
Ba-dingy!
Do you remember the yo-yo people who would come to your school?
Oh, yeah.
And, like, this was a thing?
Yes, the yo-yo peddlers.
And, yes, they still are. It's still very active.
Oh, it is? The
yes.
scene? The yo-yo scene is active?
Yes, I recall... You know, my children coming home very excited. They had to buy yo-yos. How did this become a thing that we're allowing the yo-yo people into the schools?
How did they get access to the kids?
Exactly. We're so careful. We're protecting the youth, the future of America. We're like, but they need to know about yo-yos. So look at the cat's cradle.
Listen, there's a few really, really special people that have found their way in. Now, one of them. It's the cheese and crackers people.
Yes. Like
the cheese, cracker,
yes.
sausage, somehow they're in.
Yes.
They get assemblies. All the kids have to sell their product. Who agreed that the entire school system would sell their product?
I don't know. But, them, the magazine people.
The yo-yo
and the
people.
Yo-yos. Yeah. But the yo-yo people make the least amount of sense.
Because it's a yo-yo.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's a toy.
Somewhere along the line, they got together. They must have a very strong union.
They do. The yo-yo.
And they're like,
union?
They call it the yo-yo union.
The union. Anyways.
But there's nothing else you could do with a yo-yo because you can't be like, you can't get
sell well in stores.
You can't get a residency on Las Vegas on the strip. Go see the new yo-yoer.
No.
So somehow they just keep getting jobs going into schools selling their filth.
The POG people tried to get in. They got kicked out. They tried to sell their products.
Well, because we got banned.
Yeah, you can't rock the baby with POGs.
Did POGs not get banned from your school?
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
it was banned.
It was gambling.
Candy's been trying to get in for years. They're in, they're out, they're in, they're out.
Candy is just smuggled in. Candy is a kid
the
problem.
The contraband?
Yeah, it just comes in from the outside, and they're slinging it behind the teacher's
slinging
back.
Slinging the pop rock. Yeah.
Yeah.
welcome into the the Spitballers podcast. Andy, Mike, and Jason, I almost said the Fantasy Footballers because football is getting going.
Ooh. Yeah, baby.
And we do host the Fantasy Footballers podcast, but that's not this show today because today's show is about can you spell words.
No. I hate this segment. And the people love this segment, which makes me hate it all the more.
Well, you didn't have to do the scat today.
That was nice.
But you do have to try to spell things. We have Would You Rather. We have a very special draft. We're going to be drafting... for a movie, characters for a movie, actors for a movie, and we'll leave it there. It'll be a surprise. It'll be in the show title.
Just don't read the show title.
At SpitballersPod on Twitter, Instagram.com/SpitballersPod. Let's get it going.
Would you rather?
Before I read this Would You Rather question from Fred, I will ask both of you, did you buy a yo-yo from the yo-yo peddlers?
Oh, man, so many yo-yos.
I did, too.
I never had a yo-yo.
What?
You missed out, bro.
You escaped? Oh, man, I had a bumblebee?
That sounds right.
Yeah, like this thing had ball bearings in it.
Oh, yeah.
And this thing would, you whip that thing down, it'd sleep for 35 minutes if you just left it there.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means. Like, it was, does that mean it will spin at the bottom?
Yeah.
And that's called sleeping.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yo-yos are so stupid. Yo-yos are like tap dancers, Mike. Look, I'm telling you, you put them on blast, but Sorry, yo-yo people.
Yeah, but at least we've confined the yo-yo people to their space. Tap dancers are everywhere.
Look, you didn't have one, Jay.
Yeah.
You weren't one of us.
It was cool, man. You hitting around the world.
Oh, yeah.
And then and then when you get at the end of the yo-yo string, you go for an around the world, and that thing just flies off into an innocent bystander.
Fred from Twitter, would you rather have to have a pretend back-and-forth conversation with every animal you encounter?
Like Snow White.
Or never be allowed to acknowledge an animal again? Ooh. No. This is a pretend back-and-forth conversation. So this is like, oh, hey there, little birdie.
Hey, little guy.
Hey, little birdie. You enjoying that that fry you found on the ground?
Now, oh, yes, you are enjoying that.
Wait. No.
How long
does
this mock-versation have to be in order for it to be considered a true conversation? Like, in general.
Two replies.
If I say two replies
is a conversation.
Like if I'm passing someone in the hallway, and I'm like, hey, Bob. And he's like, hey, how's your weekend? Oh, it's good. Yours good. And then we walk away. I do not feel like we had a conversation. We didn't have a conversation in the hallway. We said passing greetings in the hallway.
Yeah, and that's more than, that's two replies.
But the problem is, you're going to look like a crazy person. First off, walking around talking to all the pigeons in New York City.
Yeah.
But it's just going to take too long. So I think you have to at least put a cap, because otherwise this is just, your entire life is talking to birds.
Well, and imagine.
Do you have to pretend to listen to them?
Yes. You have to pretend to listen. And is this, like, if I can just see them? So like, hey, Fred.
Someone's walking a dog down the street. You're running to catch up.
Dogs walking down the street, you're going to have to. If they walk by you, that's an encounter.
Teddy!
Yeah, but not across the street. If they walk by you.
Yeah, if you encounter them. So that would be like in your general vicinity.
I would say you got to.
What's the radius?
I would say 6 foot.
6 foot
if they're
for
within
encounter?
6 feet, boom, conversation is
on. You don't
get
within 6 feet of a bird. Al's shaking his head. You got to have a bigger radius than 6 feet.
20 feet.
20 feet. That's fair.
That's so far away.
Look, the answer is I'm not acknowledging any animals. I could go on the rest of my life not acknowledging an animal.
And you're a monster.
I'd be fine.
You are a monster.
I'd be fine.
Jason Beck.
I feel that same way. Like, I can't imagine. I mean, I was thinking that we had to make this the conversation side of this equation very, very, very difficult. We got to point out all, because otherwise, I mean, it would suck to not be able to talk. Like, and acknowledge any animals ever. I love animals. I love our pets. And, you know, I don't know what's weirder. Like, let's say you go and you meet new neighbors, okay? You move to a neighborhood and you, oh, hey, how's it going? Mm-hmm. Just to completely ignore the dog that runs up to you and, like, act like it's not there at all, or to kneel down and just have a real conversation in front of your new neighbors.
Now, can I whisper it?
Sure.
So how are you liking your new home?
But what's creepier, Mike? Someone just having a real fun, kind of loud, you know, leaning into it conversation like, oh, hey, what do you like these homes? Are they treating you nice?
What do they got you eating?
Or, hey, dude, what's going on? Hey, can I talk to you about
just,
them?
Just hold on one second.
Yeah, I'll greet you in just a second, human. How are they treating you in here? That's creepy.
Yeah, it's super creepy.
Well, it wouldn't be audible. It would just be me whispering sweet nothings into the dog's ear.
What'd you have for dinner?
Was it kibble again?
Was it kibble again?
Did you gobble it down?
Did you gobble it down? I'm going to never acknowledge another animal.
I'm going to have the pretend back and forth conversations.
Of course.
Rob from the website, at no cost to you, would you rather eat 8 ounces of the world's most expensive steak or drink 8 ounces of the world's most expensive wine?
Easy peasy.
Yeah, this is...
Look, I'm going to let you guys in on a secret. And by you guys, I'm talking about the spitwads out there. Look.
Is this actually a secret, or is this...
Real, real, real expensive, fancy wine.
Yeah.
I'm talking not like the, you know, okay, this is a nice bottle. This is a $25 bottle. This is, you know...
It's behind the glass.
This is behind the glass.
Yeah.
The wine behind the glass. It tastes better because you paid more, and for no other reason. It does not taste any better. I'm telling you guys, it's a sham. It's just, I mean, there are certain things that taste better with age. There are certain things that the money is worth it. Wine is one of those things that the more I have experienced really fancy, nice bottles of wine, the more I go, dude, give me that blended red that's $10.
And you enjoy a wine. I do. I like fine wine.
I like wines. And I'm a little picky.
Now,
but
is your pickiness just simply it's not from a box?
Yeah, I mean, there is certainly a level you've got to get over for sure.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, whereas you get a super expensive piece of meat, oh brother, oh, I can tell you how tender it is, how it's been lovingly cared for.
But you can do that thing with a steak. Now, I'm not talking the variability between crazy expensive steak and a Denny's steak. That, I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about, a $60 steak versus a $100 steak. You can trick yourself into think you're eating something better,
right? But
when you're not.
But I think that what Jason is saying is the sliding scale. It moves more for the steak. Like there is the threshold of you need once you're getting a fancy enough steak. Like there is a place where it levels off. But it's much higher than that of the wine.
Yeah, I mean, look, there are different types of cows. You get one of them, a Wagyu.
There's wealthy cows,
right? Exactly.
That's why they cost so much.
Wealthy Japanese cow, and that thing is unbelievable. There's no like, oh, these rotten wine juices are really fancy.
Well, now, is it true that? Because like, there's always the joke of like, oh, that was a terrible year, bad year. Have you ever actually experienced that?
No.
Where someone says, oh, that was a bad year, and it was bad?
No, I've never experienced.
Like a 2020 wine?
Oh, I'll bet. Yeah.
Those are terrible.
Yeah, in another year or two when those start getting uncorked.
They've just dumped them all.
Yeah.
Who knows what's in there?
You don't want to drink a 2020 wine.
I like how Jason just grabbed a hold of full authority of both of these topics. This is his domain.
Yes.
The steaks and wine
100%.
Domain.
I mean,
and spoke with such authority. Guys, let me tell you something.
Bring it in. Bring it in. Take a knee.
I've been behind the glass. I'd rather have the steak.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. One of them's really good and one of them is not.
You don't like wine in general, right?
No, it's not for me.
Yeah. I get it.
All right. Father-son combo Stokes and Stokes on Patreon.
Oh, thank you for your support.
Yeah. Says, would you rather have to eat ice cream outside in a blizzard or drink hot cocoa outside on a 120-degree day?
Oh, man.
Either way, you have to have already been in the environment for an hour and then remain there for another hour after. So this is, I can tell you, like, I don't know if I could survive drinking a hot beverage in the middle of a hot day.
I mean,
if the cold in the cold would be awful too, but man.
Oh, I think that sounds way worse.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No
eating ice
way.
Cream out in a blizzard?
Yeah. Because look, just think about the action of eating ice cream. Well, sometimes it's too cold in your mouth and you're doing these gymnastics inside your mouth, dancing the ice cream from side to side. And it's that cold outside, too. You're already that... And you're eating in mittens? I mean, this is a situation.
No, I'm taking that one.
Oh.
The idea of me trying to quench my mid-120-degree thirst with some hot cocoa outside, I feel like my body would overheat.
I can do it. And you know why? Because I can blow on it, and I can let it sit there for a little bit. I can let it cool down. Your ice cream is not getting warmer out in the blizzard.
I want to live. I want to live. And I feel like one of these is I will combust. I would absolutely.
You'd go radioactive?
I already run hot, which is going to help me in the cold. But if I am out in 120 degree. First of all, this says I'm out in 120 degree weather for an hour before this, an hour after. Take the drink out of the equation. And I am outside in 120 degree weather 2 hours. I'm dead. I'm dead.
No, but see, you've been hot. You haven't been cold.
Exactly.
But
I don't
there is
get
a real. There's a different. Yes, you do. There's a different level of cold. It's the cold that Judge Giamatti grew up in.
It's the cold when you feel like, wow, I didn't know that I could feel my bones.
You,
but my bones
have you
hurt.
Been shaking cold before?
I have been shaking cold before.
How
yes.
did it feel?
It was very, very cold.
Now imagine that while you're balancing a spoon trying to get ice cream in your mouth.
Mike can't handle functionally eating it. I got mittens on. Yeah. My hands are shaking.
It's a situation.
I'm not drinking hot cocoa in the middle.
Do you know how hard that ice cream's going to be trying to scoop it out when it's freezing all around it?
Thank you.
I mean, hot cocoa doesn't cool down in 120 degrees outside.
A little bit, slightly.
You have to drink it hot, Mike. That's the whole point.
I can blow on it. It doesn't say that I have to scald my mouth.
Here's what I can do in the freezing cold. I can bundle up. What are you wearing out there? You already brought it up. You got mittens on.
Yeah.
I'm having the power pack in that mitten thing with the hand warmers. I got the scarf on. I've got layer upon layer upon. You can only get so naked in the heat.
That's true.
That's it. Once you're down to your skivvies, you're done. You can't get cooler.
You're just sunburnt.
You've seen in Game of Thrones when they're north of the wall and Jon Snow's he's all bundled up. The look on his face says that this man is not the slightest bit warm. It doesn't matter what he is wearing. You can put everything on. You can't. There is a cold, which I would assume in a blizzard. There is a cold that you cannot clothe yourself out of.
Now I will say this. The question is specific to 120 degrees in the heat, but is just a blizzard in the cold. I don't know what constitutes a blizzard.
Let's follow up question. What's a blizzard?
A blizzard is a
snowstorm?
It's a snowstorm, but it's also, I think it has to be windy. I think that's in the rules of a blizzard. Maybe?
Certain miles per hour?
That's leaving my body now. I don't believe that anymore.
I picture a blizzard. The snow does have to be traveling in a sideways fashion. The snow can't just be coming straight down.
Was I right, Owl?
Yes, sir.
Severe snowstorm with high winds and low visibility. So high winds too, fellas.
I'm turning my back to the wind.
Sideways.
I'm turning my back to the wind. That's right.
He can block some wind.
I got the hood up. And I feel none of that while I'm eating my you know what ice cream I'm eating? A blizzard. That's what I'm choosing. I'm getting the DQ.
Now, can I have the hot cocoa in the blizzard? Can anybody want to offer me that choice? Because that sounds great.
Well, the good news is if you have an actual blizzard in the blizzard, somehow that thing will melt instantly. Because that thing does not stay frozen.
You think blizzards don't stay frozen?
Oh man, those things are, the second you grab that with your hand, it's melted.
Oh no.
What's a typhoon?
A typhoon is a tropical storm of some kind. Yes.
Okay.
I'm taking the blizzard in the blizzard.
What's a squall?
Ooh. What is a squall?
I think that has something to do with wind.
I have never heard that word in my life. Never have I heard squall.
A squall is actually when two pigeons are fighting.
I would believe it. Owl.
Sudden violent gust of wind or a localized storm, especially one bringing rain, snow, or sleet,
is a squall.
Any other questions for the weatherman?
Yes, Mike, how do you spell squall?
Ooh, I would go S-Q-U-A-L-L.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Now you're swarming me up for highway to spell.
He's a regular squallman.
Ooh, what's a squallman?
I don't know. It's better than a typhoon.
that's
pretty good.
All right, we're going to move on here.
Highway to spell.
It's everybody's favorite way to torture us on the show.
All right.
You guys out there, the Spitwads, the listeners, you like this segment too much, which plunged us into our own world of despair. We like to be comfortable on this show. Just kind of fun and fancy free. Just, hey, saying what we feel.
Yeah. I have a real fear of a first round exit, which hasn't happened yet.
No, not yet.
Well, we're moving up the first round.
I know it's going to happen. We're not really, are we?
No.
No, we're not.
Starting in seventh grade.
I feel like that's moved up.
Yeah, can we back that up a little
bit?
no, we can't. And who's going first today?
You are, Andy.
Oh, great. I feel like that's the real risk. You fail 101. This is the first question on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, man.
Lock it in.
Those people, that has happened a few times. That's a shame where you can never return home.
Because how much time after you get selected for that show are you anticipating? You're excited. You walk out there. You get the question. Your family's watching.
There's a lot. All right. There's a lot involved.
Round one of Highway to Spill, ready to dominate.
All right, Andy, here is your seventh grade level word.
Mm-hmm. Congratulation.
Oh, I hate this word.
Congratulation?
Wait a second.
Is that a word?
Congratulation.
What? Is that a word?
Has someone ever given a singular congratulation?
Hey, Mike, congratulations for... It sounds so stupid.
First of all, that word sucks. But second of all, I have to try to spell it.
Congratulation.
Oh, man. I got to use that whenever I can now.
Look, just one.
No. Yeah.
Just
Andy, congratulations on getting this word.
I could offer you multiple, but I'm only giving
you one. I hope I'm worthy of a single congratulation after this. Goodness. Dealing me a ridiculously long word. C-O-N. Gratulation. Congratulation.
Perfect.
That's what I had on my board. Uh-huh.
But it is a tricky one because I've made the occasional throw a D in there.
Oh, yep. I have.
Because you graduate.
I have put a D in that word more than I have put a T in that word. Now, I did know that it was a T. Like, I know I get it wrong, so I would have gotten that one right. But? I often get it wrong first go through while I'm typing.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's congratulations.
No, it's congratulation.
Congratulation.
I just like that Al had no clue that that's how the word was going to get read at all.
That is true. All right, Mike.
I made it through.
Here's your seventh grade level word.
Distinguished.
Ooh. Distinguished. Okay. D-I-S-T-I-N-G-U-I-S-H-E-D. Distinguished. Booyah.
How come I didn't get that sound effect?
Booyah. I just pulled it up.
Okay.
Oh, man.
So I feel robbed.
I feel horrible. I feel because
those
two
are
words,
both long words.
Those were rough. And
oh,
we're gonna,
here we go, guys.
No, I quit. Hold on. Wait. Before you give me my word, I want to ask a genuine question. Am I allowed to leave the show today? Can I just go home?
No.
Please, dang it. All right.
All right, Jason, your seventh grade level word.
Please be Car.
Attendance.
Ooh. Attendance, huh?
Oh, shoot. Oh, man. Okay.
Oh, is that a...
We go...
Oh, no.
We go courtside.
We got a vowel situation going on.
We've got a real problem here. I thought the problem at first was going to be, wait, is this one T or two T's? And then all of a sudden I got to attend and I went... Okay.
Andy, do you have it?
I think I do, yes.
All right. Oh, I don't like this. Okie dokie. Here we go. Attendance. A-T-T. Oh, no. They're already laughing.
No.
E-N-D-E-N-C-E.
I do not have a buzzer, but that is incorrect.
Oh, yeah. No. The first round.
I know what was wrong.
I hate myself.
There was a vowel problem.
There was a second, the last.
It's dance.
It's D-A-N-C-E.
That's what I wrote the first time. I wrote two, and I wrote a 10 dance.
You don't.
And it just looked wrong, so I went dense.
When you're taking a test, you always go with your first.
Oh, wow. Man.
And then there were two.
And then there were two. All right.
Wait, silver lining, you don't have to spell anymore.
I hate this.
Oh, man.
All righty. Moving on to eighth grade with our final two competitors. Andy, here is your eighth grade level word.
All right.
Precocious.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, what?
Wait a second.
Precocious? What is this? It's a word that you always sound precocious.
I'm so happy I'm out now. I mean precocious? It.
Precocious?
Quick.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
I got the first letter.
Yeah, I'm taking a shot. I'm taking my shot, Mike.
I wrote it down.
Hold on. What?
Precocious. P-R-E-C-O-C-I-O-U-S. Precocious.
Holy crap.
Okay, all right. Let me just tell you this.
Going for back-to-back here, baby.
As I'm reading through what I wrote down and what he's saying, we had so many differences. I mean... There was not just like, oh, yeah, that letter's
you
wrong.
You didn't just get the vowel. You spelled precocious.
Yes, I did.
Is
yes,
that a spell
I
from Harry
did.
Potter?
That is
precocious.
Precocious. It makes people spell things.
All right, I made it through.
Okay.
All right, Mike. Here is your eighth grade level word.
Oh, no.
Susceptible.
I am the worst.
Okay. Oh, goodness gracious.
If you can see what I wrote, it's so stupid.
Now, do we have a sneaky snook sitting in here, not making any sounds, susceptible? Oh, gosh, dang it.
Oh, man.
Just know that you lose if you fail.
Susceptible. SUSCEPTABLE. Susceptible.
That's how I would have spelled it.
Oh, you were so close.
It's IBLE, right?
It is IBLE.
Oh, baby. That was my easiest win of all time.
IBLE?
Yeah.
Susceptible.
Oh, man.
Susceptible. That's... Why can't we pronounce words like we spell them? Congratulations. Good work.
You want to keep going until you get it wrong, Andy?
Go for it.
Oh, let's go.
Let's go.
Susceptible.
All right, Andy, here is your ninth grade level word.
All right.
Cavalcade.
Well, I got it wrong.
Cavalcade? What does that even mean?
I don't know that word.
A formal procession of people walking on horseback or riding in vehicles.
Cavalcade. I feel like you can at least sound that one out, though.
I'm trying not to take the layup on that one.
Cavil. This one.
I'm gonna guess it's C A V E L C A D E. I'm gonna take the
I'm
shot.
I'm going
on...
with the A.
Yeah,
it is the A. C A V A L C A D E.
Well, just for the record, I won.
And I went with the I. So cavalcade. Okay.
Oh, he's that's the actor that's Superman.
That's right. Yeah, he's very handsome.
Okay. Ooh, I should add him to my list.
All right. That was a short one.
That was a short one. My apologies. let's start about that third grade next time.
Let's hit the draft.
The Spitballers Draft.
Mike, why don't you explain what we're doing today?
So today we are casting for the imminent...
Yes,
blockbuster.
Yes, of course it will be a blockbuster, but the upcoming Spitballers biopic.
Oh, man.
So we are each formulating our cast. I will be choosing an actor for myself, Jason Andy, and Owl Borland.
Yeah.
And how we choose to go about casting, well, that's how the draft is going to unfold.
I would say that I have the first pick, and you want a good movie. I mean, you want to sell tickets.
Yes.
Are we going theaters and live straight to streaming at the same time, or is this going to hit the theaters for a little while? And
no, this will be in the theaters and on HBO Max immediately because that's how I would prefer it to be, so I can just watch it at home.
Okay, all right.
I'm not even going to the theater.
You're not
for
going
our movie.
To the red carpet. You well, gotta I'm go to the to, red carpet.
But the red carpet is just walking me right back to my own couch.
Ooh,
it's a carpet into
kind of
my
like
house.
A figure eight type of thing that goes out and comes right back in. This is tough because I have the first pick, and this is not a traditional draft where there's something jumping out. You know, we're not choosing best basketball players of all time.
Right.
We're choosing. Not only do we have to choose actors to play Mike, Jason, myself, and Al, but you have to put them in an order. You got to decide who's the hardest person to cast.
That is true. And do you toot your own horn?
Right, because you could go for the gold.
Do you just try and disparage one of us?
Look, a good biopic is believable. A good biopic is something that you can relate to the characters within. And there are certain characters. Look, none of us, we're not currently in any blockbusters. We're regular people. And so I need relatable people to tell the story of the Spitballers.
Okay. All right.
And I'm going to, so my first pick, I'm going to cast for who I think is the hardest person to nail, which is Jason.
Oh. Okay.
And right. So I'm.
Oh,
going,
man. Don't take my.
I'm drafting Jack Black.
That was my number one pick.
Yeah.
With the 101.
I'll take that.
Jack Black is likable.
Dang it.
Mannerism match to Jason. And I think probably the hard. Finding Jason is the hardest job, and that's why Mike was about to draft him.
Yeah, 100%.
Was that going to be your first pick?
That was going to be my first pick.
Wow.
Hot darn.
Who thought that the 101 would be like up for grabs from someone else here?
I can't believe it.
So I'm going Jack Black to play Jason Moore.
Okay.
All right.
I'll take that.
Man. Okay. Well, then.
He's hilarious.
So
do you know it's been 20 years since School of Rock?
No. Is that why it was trending?
Yes, 20 years.
20 years?
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
You guys are so old.
All right.
Now are you in a different spot than you thought you'd
yeah,
be?
Yeah, like? Now I feel like I'm instantly pushed into a corner here because I'm not going to draft for Jason because that's not sound strategy for a draft.
Unless there's one other Jason jumping out at you.
There's one more on my list, but I know Jason as a human, and I feel like I know who he's going to draft for himself.
You're darn right you do. You're darn right you do.
Now the question is, do I just do that because it's funny and take that choice away from you?
Oh, man.
No, I'll let that go. I only have one person for myself. I blocked it in. I don't know, but
you better take him then.
So I'm just going to draft for myself. I'm going to go. He's a sensational actor. He can be awesome. He's devastatingly handsome, like me. Are you writing down your guess over there?
You bet I am writing down my guess.
I don't think you got it.
Okay.
Did you write down Hemsworth?
Yeah, I did.
No, I felt like Hemsworth doesn't look enough like me, okay. Even movie wise. Like
right.
Muscles, yes.
I've got a second guess.
Face is a little bit different. All right, you write down. But this guy's been super jacked before. I'm going to take Tom Hardy.
That was the first name on my list for you.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, Tom Hardy for Mike. Okay, that's a great pick.
I mean, the reality is when I'm
thought you might, jump for, I won't say
like
anything.
The Rock?
Somebody like that. Yeah.
Yeah, when I was looking, I just was looking up bearded actors, and Tom Hardy can rock.
He's got a great beard.
That's a good match.
Okay. All right. So we got all right. I'm going to go to Owl here. I'm going to take the first pick of the producer.
Now, how do you go literal?
There is, I think I'm going a little literal, but I also want, I think that there can be levity coming from, the character because I want the producer role to be enjoyable and funny in the movie. Mm-hmm. And you know what we know about Al, obviously referred to as Al Borland a lot, so you can go that route. But I was just thinking, like, really, who's gonna match the most but bring a little bit of levity? Who's the closest? So I went with Danny DeVito. Danny DeVito. I had Al's picture pulled up, and so I was like looking and trying to find a good one. And when I came across it, I was like, oh, it's right there. How have we not?
I know where this draft is now headed. I know where this draft is going. And Al's on the butt of it. Right,
yes.
On the butt.
Oh,
all right.
I need to modify my picks.
Mean, suddenly Brooks loves Paul Giamatti comps. Wow, what a 101 for Al.
Look, yeah. I'll tell you that, Al, you are hilarious.
Yes.
I can tell you that.
Love your work.
Where'd he go?
All right, now.
I did not in a million years that I think that name was coming out of your mouth.
No, do I just grab?
But it's a good, perfect comp.
Do I grab myself here? You know, just. All right. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. One of my favorite. One of my. Favorite things here. I'm going to go Chris Pratt. I will take Chris Pratt for myself.
Now, is that...
Oh, no, that's in shape, Chris Pratt.
Okay.
I mean, not like in shape like Jurassic Park.
He's a method actor. He'd be willing to...
I'm going
to
have him add a couple LBs, take some time off the workout.
Dad bought it.
Yeah, Dad bought it. But we're not going all the way back to Parks
and Rec.
Well,
and it gets the classic Pratt-DeVito combo we've been waiting for.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Up to you, Mike.
All right. So I have Tom Hardy for myself. If you've listened to this time or the show for any amount of time, we already know that Andy has a doppelganger. So I'm just gonna take it away from him because he took Jack Black away from me. And Andy shakes his head at me. Meanwhile, I'm giving him like a humongous compliment.
No. I'll take the compliment.
But I will take.
I just wanted to pick him.
I will take Ryan Gosling. For Andy, they look very similar. And I freaking love Ryan Gosling so much.
I take that
more
as
than
a,
you.
A great, no,
more.
I take that as you love me.
Yeah, we
Thank
just
you.
Upgraded the show. We got Baby Goose.
All right.
You're up.
Well, I guess I'm not drafting that for myself. So I'm going to go with, I'm going to start with Al.
Okay.
Now,
all
I,
right.
I've, you know, Al's had a very rich, dark beard.
Yes.
But I have seen him without it.
Okay.
And I've also run him through a few of those the face filters and taken the beard off.
Okay.
And there's an actor that I think that, you know, can play the role of Al with some accuracy here.
I think I know where you're going.
And you know, I don't know how people feel about him anymore.
Uh-oh.
But Dane Cook is getting drafted.
Dane Cook.
To
Dane
play Cook? Al Borland.
Dane wow. Cook. Dane Cook's a handsome gent.
Dane
that
is. Cook,
yeah, I'll take that all day.
Dane Cook is now he Al Borland.
His, he had his I just saw like you know it, when you get stuck in the Facebook video feed and they trap you for a couple hours. There was like this whole thing of like what happened to Dane Cook?
Yeah.
So
there you go.
I thought for sure when you took when you got rid of the beard, I thought for sure that you were going Steve Buscemi. I was, you know, I was like, it's right there. But
Here's the thing. I think Dane Cook. I saw some pictures of Dane Cook. I was like, man, that, you know, and he's a funny guy. He could play that role. And then
he's way funnier than Owl.
Owl's nodding. He's happy. And I'm gonna pick my Mike. Now, I'm yeah. saving myself right. for the last.
Okay.
Now, Mike is famous for a lot of different things.
Yes.
One of them being kind of like a resting angry face.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go left field here. But I'm going to draft Kiefer Sutherland.
I can totally see that. That is a great like
I'm taking Kiefer Sutherland for
dude.
Mike.
That is fantastic. I don't have him on my list. I never thought about him.
You have my word.
But when you said that, I can totally see that. Wow.
So
I mean, he's a little bit aged out.
Yes.
But
I've never seen him with a beard in my life, but
I've seen him bearded.
He could pull it off.
Some of the people on my list are certainly much older. When I'm looking for everybody here, I was like, this guy's older, but I'll put him on there. That's how I feel about Kiefer. But that I get it. Kiefer in his prime.
All right.
So now, just for the record, I have Al is being played by Dane Cook. Jason is Jack Black. Mike is Kiefer Sutherland.
All right. So you have to pick yourself. So I no longer have any strategy because I have to pick Owl and Jason. Yes, the two player or two actors you already have, right, Jay?
What's that?
You've drafted Owl and yourself.
That is correct.
All right. I am going to look. I'm keeping the handsome quotient at 100 over here. If you had given Owl another good comp, I would have had to really find somebody.
Oh, you would have had to double down. Yeah, I messed that up, didn't I?
To just absolutely put him into a body bag. But I also went looking for, you know, a dark beard.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, this makes sense. The personality where Owl is he's very funny, but he's very matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's not a zany fella. He's a serious guy. And I think that this actor could pull it off. I'm going with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, no.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay.
No.
No, because that's too good.
No, well, I mean, clearly, you know, way above what was necessary. But no,
nobody's ever been compared to Gyllenhaal and DeVito in the same show.
No, but
those two are not doppelgangers.
I'm running out of people for you.
Oh, was that
Jake Gyllenhaal was going to be my pick for you.
Yes.
Oh no! All right,
that's good. I need you up against the wall.
So I've only got.
Well,
two.
That just means something terrible is about to happen.
So you
to
have
me.
Ryan Gosling.
It probably does. You're right.
Tom Hardy, Jake Gyllenhaal, you just have to pick Jason.
For the record, I had Tom Hardy and Jake Gyllenhaal ahead. So you just screwed yourself here, Mike. But I was thinking, who could grow a mean beard and who's got a resting angry face? He'll be fine not talking to you while you talk to him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's again, I said, we're going a little older here. This is a little aged out. But Nick Offerman. Yes. You got the big beard and the get away from me. We're not talking.
Nick Offerman was on my short list for you, Jason.
Perfect.
So we should share our short list afterwards.
I look forward to
Oh goodness. Yeah. Okay.
He was on the list.
I will say this. I took him over Jason Momoa. I apologize, but
I know you like Jason Momoa.
I had to lean in there.
I had Momoa on my list for you too, Mike.
So
just couldn't quite get there.
Momoa said no. We had to go to Nick Offerman.
You were debating, do I go Jason Momoa or Kiefer Sutherland?
Yes.
And you
Oh,
I think
man.
I made the right choice. Yeah. I'm seeing bearded Kiefer Sutherland pop up in my Slack channel, and it's spot on.
All right, well,
so you have
goodness.
To pick me now.
I've got to pick you.
Oh,
and,
great.
Oh, this is tough because there are no one's list is as varied as Andy's. Okay, I mean, I've got John Cleese on this list.
John Cleese?
Yeah.
You're trying to go grandpa?
Well, I've got Ryan Gosling on the list. That's what I'm saying. As wide as the east is from the west here.
I'm a perfect Cleese-Gosling
combo.
If
you could take John Cleese and Ryan Gosling and put them together.
is John Cleese still living? He's still alive, right?
Okay. All right. So I've got two more that are very, very similar to those two. Like an old guy that is more of a funny comp here, or like a handsome devil.
He's 81, by
the
way.
Would be great. Oh, man.
Oh, give him Eastwood.
Oh, that's not bad.
I could get behind the old Eastwood.
No, I'm going to go with someone.
Clint Eastwood's currently the oldest man. Living.
Yes. Well, Christopher Lloyd and Clint Eastwood are the two oldest.
This guy's much younger. He's, nice. We all like him. At 69 years old, nice. I'm going to go with someone, again, that we all like, who is a father figure.
Okay.
He's got that presence of leadership.
Alan Thicke.
Oh, I don't know. I'm pivoting.
To Alan Thicke?
not to Alan Thicke. I'm pivoting away from here because at the end of the day, I want the movie to be good.
Okay.
At the end of the day, I want the movie to be good.
I had no idea.
And I love this dude so much. He is one of my absolute favorite actors. He's a handsome devil. I'm being very kind to you here, Andy.
I'll take it.
I'm going with Ryan Reynolds because I want him in our movie.
Man. Okay.
I want Ryan Reynolds in the movie.
Reynolds right. and Pratt in the same movie.
I mean, that's going to be a blockbuster.
With Offerman and DeVito?
You were this close to Michael Keaton. You were this close.
Oh, okay. All right.
So
that's funny.
Okay, so to get this, I'm going to lay this out. You have selected Chris Pratt for yourself.
That's right. Awesome. Good pick.
You gave Andy Ryan Reynolds.
So great. I mean, one of my favorites.
And
I'm Nick Offerman.
Now, to be fair, I love Nick Offerman. He's hysterical.
I'll trade you.
Yeah, I didn't body you. I bodied Danny DeVito over
the
there.
The penguin over there.
The penguin. He does love his birds, Owl.
Oh, my gosh. Mike, you have one final pick. It's Jason.
All right, I'm going to go with an actor who he comedy, absolutely. Not a problem for this guy. An actual, like real, serious acting, also not a problem for this guy. And look, I'm trying to match up. Physique does match. He's a bit of a bigger guy.
He's a larger fella.
But he's awesome.
Okay.
I'm going with Jonah Hill.
Okay.
I'm giving Jason Jonah Hill. After what you did to me, I'm still being kind.
Wait. Wait a minute. Hold up. That was meaner than me giving you Nick Offerman.
No, have you seen Jonah Hill lately?
Oh, he looks terrible.
No, he does not.
He looks in shape. And this is a bad look.
Jonah Hill's getting himself in shape.
I think the comps are matches for each other.
I get it. I'm fine with that. But when you say I'm being kind and I'm giving you Jonah Hill, that's not that.
Imagine what his unkind comp would have been.
Yeah, what was the other option? Danny DeVito?
Jonah Hill's at least our age. Nick, how old is Offerman? He's 50.
I mean,
Yeah, but he's a pretty cool dude, man.
He's 50. His beard is gray.
He's a woodworker.
I mean, he can dye the beard for the movies. We're gonna have him be a young,
angry
man. He
almost took John Cleese for me. Yeah. He's 81.
Almost. Oh, no. He almost. Instead, he turns me into a devastatingly handsome Deadpool.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, man.
I'll make you a canoe.
You still have a
pick
left?
I have to pick myself. I have
John
to select
Cleese is
myself.
Still out there.
No, I'm gonna go with an actor that I've been comped to before. It will fit into I'm going the more Dane Cook, Jack Black, Kiefer Sutherland. There's a resemblance. There's a feel, and so I will take Joel McHale.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Totally.
Yep, that totally makes sense.
I will go with 100%. Joel McHale to round out my movie. Mike has Ryan Gosling, Tom Hardy, Jonah Hill, and Jake Gyllenhaal going on some crazy adventures together in the Spitballers biopic.
Mm-hmm.
Jason has Ryan Reynolds, myself, Chris Pratt himself, Danny DeVito, of course, as Al, and Nick Offerman as Mike.
He was third on my list. I tried to go Tom Hardy. I tried to go Jake Gyllenhaal. So
now other shortlist names. I want to bring them up.
Yeah, we got to run through.
I only have two.
Oh wow!
I had two more guys set up for Andy. If I needed to go one direction, I was gonna give Andy David Arquette.
Oh, that's good. He was almost on my list for Andy.
I really hate him.
Yeah, he's terrible. But he surprisingly
looks. I can
looks
see what you're saying.
Very similar to Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, a little bit. And then like for younger fellas, who like. If I was going to give Andy, you know, another good comp, I was going to go with Robert Pattinson.
Okay.
Really?
The height?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's very kind. he's swole
and,
right now.
No, he's super pale, though, and that matches me, too.
For Andy, let's see.
Like, he's a vampire, so.
He's also Batman.
I guess I ran through my Andy list. The only person that was on there that I didn't.
This is so revealing.
That I didn't bring up was Charles Dance. You know him better as Tywin Lannister. I was trying to go.
You were going old.
I was trying to go old grandpa. That was so.
Oh my god!
Hey, you got Ryan Reynolds. Okay?
Thank you. Do you have any others?
Right. Yeah. Oh yeah. Who are we going to now?
Well, I had Jason. I had one more for Jason. Jason's were Jack Black, Nick Offerman, and James Corden.
Okay. Oh, I see that. Okay. I had Will Arnett because he's got the cul-de-sacs, and I love his sense of humor. Yep.
Nice.
Zach Galifianakis. I mean, that's where I thought you might be going.
That's a good one.
And then Dave Bautista, because I could cast whoever I want, and he's huge and handsome and funny.
I did have Ryan Dunn on Mike's list because you get that compliment.
Right,
and for Jeremy, I threw Mark Wahlberg in there as a backup.
Oh, that's nice. I had Richard Karn as my backup for.
Yeah,
I
had him there too. Richard Karn.
He doesn't do a lot of movies.
I also had Harrison Ford. On my list for Al, because he seems like a manly man, get it done type, and that was, so it's just a matter of how did I feel in the moment about my good friend Al.
And you felt DeVito.
Yeah, baby.
All right, that'll do it for today's draft.
What did we learn today?
I learned that I need to practice spelling.
and grammar
and all that.
You learned what a squall was.
I gotta go back to school. I think I got almost every single word wrong when I was writing them down over here. So,
I was gonna say I'm learning that winning these highway to spells is getting easier and easier by the week.
And I learned that Jason sees me as a 50-year-old man.
That's really good at carpentry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I am neither of those things.
You know, Nick Offerman would be a good Al Borland.
It would much better fit.
Would you have preferred Jared Leto? He was the only name on my list. Leto.
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Sorry.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.